Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go.
All right, out number three, out of bounds. William Quagamus, Ben Millsett inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. We'll get back to some football talk, including some obscure rules we're going to talk about in this hour. But first, I want to talk about the South Carolina Education Lottery. This is a great resource that I've personally benefited from on both ends of the spectrum. We'll talk about that. Joining us today to talk a little bit about South Carolina Education Lottery and its partnership within the state is Josh Whiteside, the Chief Marketing Officer for the South Carolina Education Lottery. Josh, hello. How we doing?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Fantastic. So glad that we can have you on the air today. A couple things we want to talk to you about. Want to talk to you first about the Palmetto Series, because Clemson and South Carolina, they're going to get together on the gridiron later this month. We've seen on the soccer pitch and the volleyball court earlier this year. It's always fun when they get together, and you guys are a big part of making that happen.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're the title sponsor for the Palmetto Series, and we have been for the past few years. And it's such a great opportunity for us to really, really showcase these two great schools, Clemson and South Carolina. It's great. And how it works a little bit is anytime Carolina and Clemson match up at any sporting event, there is a point associated with the victor of that event. And like you said, a couple have already happened this past few months here. And Clemson's up right now 2-0 in the Palmetto Series. And I think we have women's basketball coming up maybe tomorrow or the next day.
It is tomorrow. Yes, it is.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. So it's a fun series that we'd love to be a part of. And it's something that we hope to continue for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the reason that you guys are connected with Clemson, South Carolina, is because the proceeds from the lottery directly impact people like me. I remember I got a Palmetto Fellow Scholarship coming out of Daniel High School that helped me to attend Clemson. I have so many friends who have the Life Scholarship of the Palmetto Fellow. I mean, walk us through some of the ways that students in our state are directly impacted by what you guys do.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny because not many people know that the Life, the Hope, and the Palmetto Fellows are funded by the lottery, and that's a big reason why we have sponsored the Palmetto Series. The 25% of all of our proceeds go and fund those scholarships throughout the state for all higher education. And so over the past, I think we're 23 years old now as a lottery, you know, we've helped fund 440,000 scholarships and grants to both Carolina and Clemson. And to put that in dollar perspective, I think, let's just say just for Clemson, it's almost $1 billion has gone to Clemson students and about $1 billion for Carolina students. So that's a lot of money, you know, that has gone to help education in the state. But it's not just these two schools. You know, we're transferring our $9 billionth to education this year. And that's a ton of money. You know, $9 billion is unfathomable. It's crazy. But we love being a part of that and being able to help fund that through the sales of lottery tickets.
Yeah, one of the things, and I love playing the $5 scratch offs, the Clemson South Carolina scratch offs. I have to say, and I said I would never, I'm doing this for you, Josh. I said I would never admit this publicly. The one time that I won the most on one of those, I played a South Carolina one in Columbia. I was going to trade my winnings from a Clemson one for a Clemson one, and they were out. So I got a South Carolina one. I ended up winning like $25 or something like that. So it was my most profitable one, a South Carolina one, a guy on a Clemson flagship station. But these are great ways to play. I love it this time of year.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, I don't know if they were out or they just don't carry them, right? There's a difference sometimes, especially
that's
if you're Columbia or Clemson, right? One way or the other. But yeah, they're great games. You know, their games are awesome. They have a top prize of $200,000, like a typical scratch off at a $5 property would be for us. But the fun thing about these is if you enter this ticket, basically scan it into your South Carolina Education Lottery app, you will be entered into a second chance opportunity to come on court with me to win some money. And last year, if I recall correctly, I was in Clemson and we gave away $100,000 to a second chance winner. And that is a fantastic opportunity that we're going to have this year. There's going to be a winner at Clemson and a winner at South Carolina. They have the chance to win $50,000, $75,000, or $100,000, on court. And so that's something special. Even if you don't win on the ticket, enter it in, you can come on court with me and you can win some big money.
That was a quite memorable moment at Clemson last year. I remember where I was watching that and seeing the joy. I believe it was a young lady. Seeing a joy in her face was awesome. It was incredible.
Yeah, definitely fun. Definitely a good time.
Before I let you run, Josh, we get a text that says, tell Josh what's up from Spartanburg from the SCEL family. So you've got some listeners on 97.5
awesome.
In Spartanburg. There we go. So I love that.
There it is. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a large lottery crew all over the state servicing all of our retailers. Those guys are great. Those guys and girls, you know, we have about 50 of them around the state, and so that's probably one of them calling in as they're listening to you guys, big Clemson fans.
Outstanding stuff. Hey, Josh, can't thank you enough. Josh Whiteside, Chief Marketing Officer for the South Carolina Education Lottery. First of all, thank you for what you guys do for South Carolina students. Like I said, I've benefited directly from it. I've got three siblings who benefited directly from it. I've countless friends and acquaintances who benefited directly from it. So keep up the good work there. And secondly, best of luck. I know November is a big month for you guys with the Palmetto Series and the football game. So can't thank you enough for that as well.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Josh Whiteside joined us from the South Carolina Education Lottery. Great stuff there. That's a true story about the South Carolina scratch-off, by the way. Played all these Clemson ones, winning $5, $10, whatever. $25 on a South Carolina scratch-off.
I have no doubt.
Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next on the phone. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Jason?
And you just reminded me that Mega Millions is $900 million. I got to make some calls here. Man.
It's all going to education, partner.
As they say, you won't know that I won, but there will be signs. I can promise you that. There will be signs. Yeah. You know, to Tennessee Tigers' question, so yeah, it was interesting that play happened coming on the heels, no pun intended, of the incredible Indiana catch. You guys are right. That is one of the best, given the circumstances, that's one of the best throws and catches I've ever seen late in a game. I mean, Gus Johnson was just going wild. I saw Larry Williams. Larry Williams had a tweet that said Axl Rose broke into the booth and took the mic, and I was like, what is he talking about? And then I clicked on it, and it made perfect sense. That was a welcome to the jungle moment for Gus. I probably have to – well, I assume most of the youngsters even that call the show, they know welcome to the jungle. I mean, that's played in basically every football stadium,
oh, yeah.
including ours. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so basically Tennessee Tiger, it is just called the heel-toe rule. So in summary, if Khalil would have made one movement where he tapped his toe and then his next movement was he just jumped out of bounds altogether and landed, that would have been a catch. But the fact that he tapped the toe and then his heel came down in the same movement and the heel was touching out of bounds, that was considered not a legal catch.
Correct.
So it would have been awesome if he could have just somehow landed on that front toe and then immediately just going right back up in the air and landed out of bounds, it would have been a catch. So, but anyway, I'm just so thankful, Quark, that we lived long enough to see a Clemson interception. I mean, it'd been so long. I was starting to wonder if any of us would have ever seen that happen again. you know, the vibes, you know, Quok, I had to make sure I tuned into the post-game show because I just wanted to hear you and Donnell get to discuss a victory. The vibes were excellent Saturday night. And I thought, man, stadium, the environment, it was all just beautiful. I think having Brent Venables on the sideline wearing Clemson gear was just – that was just a cherry on top, man. What a special moment. I saw just a few minutes ago he has responded to Dabo's impression of him. And he's back
Norman
wearing Oklahoma gear. Yeah, so man, I love that dude. What a unique situation to have a sitting head coach with a son who's on the team be able to come and stand on the sideline where the entire stadium loves him 10 times more probably than his current you know, fan base out there in Norman. So but no, I thought it was interesting, Quok, because I actually was – I know this will shock you, but I'm kind of petty. So I was listening to a Florida State podcast after the game, and they were talking about how it was interesting the way that Clemson chose to attack Florida State, and they referenced some of Florida State's previous games where they said one of their opponents, I forget which one, they actually ran mesh concepts three times the amount that they normally do because Florida State's underneath defenders struggle with that. And they counted that Clemson only ran mesh four times the entire game. And I thought, wow, that is interesting because normally when you think of the Garrett Riley offense, that's like such a huge staple. But I agree with your sentiment with Ben too. Like it really felt like Florida State, I never felt threatened by them. I know people say, well, the game could have turned on a couple of those overthrows and missed passes. And by the way, as a Clemson fan watching this team all season, you know, I felt like Loki saying, now you know what that feels like. You know, I mean, that is just great to see somebody else drop a pass, you know? And so I kind of had the same vibe, guys. I thought when Clemson came out, jumped on them early, the game was essentially over because I never got the feeling that Florida State was able to establish any rhythm. And Castellanos, to me, you're right, man. Some of those arm angles and the way he was passing the ball. I mean, this dude, he's got some moxie, I guess. But I'm kind of like, I think maybe it was Ben or somebody said it didn't hurt their feelings to kind of see him get shut up a little bit. And it just, I'm sure, Quok, you witnessed it and Ben too. There was the clip going around of Florida State woofing in the pregame ceremony and barking at the student section. And one of the guys who was like the ringleader, he's the dude that got mossed by Antonio Williams on the flea flicker in the end zone. So I thought that was just a beautiful outcome. Guys, in conclusion, I hate Florida State. And I remember the beatings we took in the 90s. So I will never take beating them 9 out of 10 games, and it would have been 10 out of 11 if they hadn't ducked us for that COVID game. That would have been a massacre, just like we would have massacred South Carolina that year too. So anyway, it was a beautiful weekend in Death Valley, and Brad Brownell's got him an awesome team too.
Great stuff, Jason, appreciate the phone call, thanks very much. A couple things on that. He's right about that the toe tap rule. So it is kind of a weird rule where you can actually tap your toe and then tap your toe out of bounds and it's a catch, but if you tap your toe and then your heel touches out of bounds, it's not a catch. So that was the rule. It was correct. Dabo Swinney said it was correctly applied in that instance. And you know, I was just glad that Barnes caught the ball, you know, again after a game where right before the half you had two balls hit defenders in the hands and you end up giving up a touchdown. I was just glad he caught the ball and gave himself a chance. Would have been remarkable because he was also trying to step around a player that was laying down half in and half out of bounds. So there was a lot going on there. A lot going on for Khalil Barnes there. I did think it was interesting that Florida State, for a team that was coming in 4-4, they were incredibly boisterous during the pregame. And it was a little, I was okay with it to an extent, but they were doing a lot. Jason's right. They were doing a lot of talking to the student section. I'm sure the student section was giving it out too. Like, I'm sure they weren't just mute down there. But I did think that was weird for a 4-4 football team to be feeling itself to that extent before the game even started. Oh, that was interesting.
It was a very, very Florida State thing to do.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. I did think it was like Miami. a few of the Miami, like some bad Miami teams that felt like they needed to, like they needed to prove that they were Miami, and so they had to do some of that stuff. Your thoughts on that? I mean, it is a weird rule. I feel like a lot of people are misunderstanding the rule or just don't get it because it doesn't make because you saw and in the stadium you saw he comes down with his toe in bounds.
I had forgot in the heat of the moment. I had forgotten that was the rule too. So it doesn't come up very often because of the angle. I mean, normally it's more the toe tap motion. It's not very consistent with when you know that a receiver can do a toe tap. It does seem odd that the rule is different in that situation because he clearly was inbound, but he didn't. You know, it's almost as strange as completing the catch in the end zone that, you know, we have a different set of rules there than we do anywhere else on the field a lot of times. So, yeah, there's inconsistencies in rules that just – those are what get me.
Yeah, it bothers me. I still say that we should put in the rules that it's a catch if it's a catch. And we just know it's a catch, and everyone knows, and we agree that it's a catch. And if it's not a catch, then we agree it's not a catch for self-evident reasons. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, you actually mentioned something to me about an NFL game yesterday I think you made an interesting point on
another rule that
obscure rules
I don't agree with.
We'll get to that on the other side. First, let me tell you about Tiger Moving Company. My sister's moving this weekend. Guess who's doing it?
Tiger Moving.
Well, we are. I think Tiger Moving's also going to be there, but we also are. Yeah. I would much rather just pay Tiger Moving to do it all. Just do it all, Tiger Moving. Because TigerMoving@gmail.com, TigerMovingGreenville.com, these are the best movers. I've never had a problem, ever. I've used them so many times. I moved so many times in my life, used so many different moving companies. A lot of those were pre-Tiger Moving, before they even existed. I will never use another moving company again. Tiger Moving is – those are my people, man. They're trustworthy. They are clean-cut and reliable, cost-effective. They get the job done right no matter what it is. TigerMoving@Greenville.com. TigerMoving@Greenville.com. TigerMoving@Gmail.com. Start the process with an email back and forth. They'll give you a quote. You know what to expect before they show up, and they will meet and exceed your expectations at TigerMovingGreenville.com. Stay with us. Hour 3 of the program continues right after this.
For quality luxury vinyl, engineered wood flooring, tile, carpet, custom area rugs, and solid hardwood, backed by professional installation and competitive pricing, depend on Greer Flooring Center, serving the Carolinas for over 30 years. Greer Flooring Center is on trend with the newest quality luxury vinyl flooring that is a perfect option for the active family with kids and pets. For the largest selection of home or business flooring, visit Greer Flooring Center, now open at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Ask about our available financing options.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep their pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, we continue on here in hour three of the program. Let's talk about lunch for a second. Let's talk about Wendy's. I'm not going to talk about the Snickerdoodle Frosty because I actually just want to save all those for myself. Those are delightful, by the way. I do want to talk about the JBC combo, the $8 JBC meal, two junior bacon cheeseburgers, medium fry, medium drink. You can also get the Wendy's Tendies, your local neighborhood Wendy's. Download the Wendy's app, get all those great deals, take advantage of them, take advantage of the rewards. The delivery is something that I utilize multiple times a week here at the station for my lunch, and will continue to do so. Wendy's is a bomb.com. Again, Anderson, Pickens, Oconee County, Wendy's locations. Download the Wendy's app. Order today.
Texter brought up Brent Venables being on the sideline. I was not on social before the game. So I was looking for something very specific through the binoculars in pregame. And I'm scanning the sideline and I come across a guy talking to Graham Neff. And I'm like, I don't remember who it was in the booth. I said, as God is my witness, Brent Venables is on the sideline. And sure enough, there he was. It was sort of surreal seeing him there. Great that he could be able to come see his son during his bye week, his off week, and be there. But I was thinking about this, Quok. The number of head coaches from high-profile colleges that were either current or former head coaches that were on the sidelines in this game.
Ooh.
Saturday. Clemson and Florida State, of course. Oklahoma, of course. Ole Miss, Indiana, Auburn, and then Mike Houston from Citadel, as an honorable mention.
There we go.
But like six Power Five coaches down there.
How about that? Oh, I love that.
Little unusual, I think.
Yeah, on the sideline, I would agree with you. There's some more up in the, like up in the, a couple of like analyst types, mm-hmm, that are a little more down the list, like some G5 head coaches and things like that.
Yeah, Mike Houston might be in the booth, but you know, regardless. I don't know. Clemson, Florida State, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Indiana, Auburn.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I went in the bathroom in the box a couple weeks ago, and Mike Houston was in there, and I've never spoken to him, but I knew who he was just from, you know, watching football. And there was a scout next to him that was like talking to him about his life, whatever. And they're having a legitimate, like, in the urinal conversation, okay? About, like, their lives, okay?
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, exactly. So the scout's like, so, like, how long you been here? You know, so, whatever. And he's like, you know, he said some question that led Mike Houston to be like, oh, I just got here. I don't even know which door I'm supposed to go in at the time. And the guy's like, oh, where'd you come from? And he said, East Carolina. And the guy's talking about, like, the few trips he's been to East Carolina, like he knows it. And I'm like, this guy coached at East Carolina for years, and he never said it. I'm like, please. I'm waiting on them to finish peeing so I can pee. I'm thinking to myself, please tell this guy you were the head coach at ECU. Please tell him. Please tell him. And, like, the scout had no idea, and they finished the conversation, just walked on. And never once did Mike Houston be like, yeah, I was the head football coach there. I'm well acquainted with East Carolina. I thought this is one of the most fascinating things. It was a very gracious conversation that Mike Houston was in.
I once saw someone reach across the dividing wall of urinals and shake Bobby Crimmins' hand while he was
no way.
Midstream.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I did.
No way. That is such a party foul.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Remember that season Clemson played in the Anderson Civic Center?
Yes.
It was
I do remember the
first Little John renovation of my lifetime. Yeah. So there wasn't like a media room or anything like that. Crimmins is calling the game, and it wasn't long out of coaching. And I am waiting, and the guy beside him looks over at him, sees him, and literally reaches across to shake his hand.
Nope.
Big fan of you, Bobby.
No, just like the sideline, Ben, the sideline, goal line, whatever. It's an invisible line that goes all the way to heaven.
Yes.
That urinal has a stopping point, but there's an invisible line that goes all the way. You may as well be in the upside down.
Yeah.
No way.
You might as well be in the stall with me doing that. We were talking about the odd rules. The interception rule was correctly called in the Clemson game, although I think it's a bad rule. I watch a lot of NFL. Strange happenings in the NFL yesterday. The Rams absolutely demolished the 49ers. Demolished the 49ers. A side note, Matthew Stafford's very good at football. At 37 years old, Quark, he is having a phenomenal season.
I saw somebody, and it was one of the analysts on one of the studio shows, I can't remember who it is, that said, if I need a quarterback to win one game, I'm picking Matthew Stafford. And it threw me, because think about all the names, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, think about all the names, Rodgers, these great quarterbacks that are still playing, some of them past their prime, but some still playing. And you never hear Matt Stafford's name.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would go that far, but it's not crazy for his name to be in that conversation this year.
That's right.
George Kittle scores a touchdown towards the end of that one. He just a sensational dive for the end zone. He leaps from about he's right on the goal on the out of bounds, leaps from about the 3 yard line, and he touches the outside of the goal line pylon with the ball, never touches the ground. It is, by rule, a touchdown. The pylon is sitting out of bounds. And I have said this before. I don't know why more people don't agree with me. You should agree with me on this. The entire pylon is out of bounds. But if you touch any part of that pylon, it is a touchdown. And in his case, he touches the outside of it. Like, the ball never crosses the goal line. The only place on the football field that something extends out of bounds is at the goal line. Why is that?
I have no answer for this. You have convinced me that this is a flawed system, particularly if you hit the outside of the pylon. Why? Yeah, if we didn't have pylons and you laid the ball down at the corner, it would be out of bounds, right?
If you want to move the whole pylon inbounds, then it's a really easy call for the ref. Well, you touch the pylon. Of course, you're inbounds, and it's a touchdown. It's the only place on the field that the field itself actually extends out of bounds. And it's only for that, I'm estimating about a 4-inch by 4. It was a pylon. It's probably about 4 inches, right? That 4-inch by 4-inch square is the only place on the field that the inbounds is extended out of bounds.
So this would be my question. Why, and this would be dumb, I understand why we need pylons on the back end of the end zone. Mm-hmm. I guess I do. I really don't. But, okay, you can keep in the back. Why do we even need those? Why do we even need the pylon?
On the front?
Yeah. Do we not have cameras that can show
that's a fair point.
If you can hit the outside of the pylon, then that means you can stick the football out of bounds. Like, let me give it to you another one. I said that the goal line and the sideline go upward into infinity. If you're above the pylon and you reach the ball out of bounds and tap it, you try to reach it out of bounds and you try to move it back in, but it's not for, you know, a couple feet off the ground or whatever the pylon is. If it's too tall, if you're taller than the pylon, it's going to be out of bounds, right? It's literally only that space. You can't just do that 7 feet off the ground.
Yeah. And again,
you're making me more mad about that. Now I'm angry. We're just giving away touchdowns right now.
And Kittle's play, I mean, the effort, when you're losing by, three, four scores at that point, to make that kind of effort, I mean, it was a great play by him. And it was called correctly. They enforced the rule the correct way. I just think that's the dumbest rule in the world. I don't know why we do that. Texture also points out Davis Allen made a great catch in the back of a Dwight Clark type of a catch. Really the way it looked.
Davis Allen.
Davis freaking Allen.
He's a go-to player. Yeah. Like when the Rams get in the red zone, they got some dudes, but he's
one of
them.
They got like 7 tight ends, I think, yeah, on that team.
They keep rolling them out.
Another former. Oh, here's another. I wasn't even going to go down this road. Same stadium, different team. The Chargers, R.J. Mickens with another interception yesterday. And I was thinking, just a little behind the curtain here, Quack and I would interview him on multiple times over the years on Tuesdays and go, well, he won't be here next year. You know, I remember he was not a fan favorite at Clemson. In terms of the way he played all the time. And, boy, you start appreciating some of these guys right now, don't you?
What's wrong with Clemson's safeties this year, Ben? That.
Yeah, a guy like R.J. Mickens that you question whether – you know, some question his heart, some question his talent. I mean, it does help that he played 13 seasons at Clemson, but still. I mean, I think he did play 7.
Yeah, oh
if I'm
yeah.
Not mistaken.
It's either 6 or 7. He was here. He was here more than the requirement.
He's got 2 or 3 interceptions on the year for the Chargers.
I think I joke about this sometimes in basketball that if your best characteristic is knows where to be, you're a coach favorite that has no business being on the floor. Like you need one player whose best trait is knows where to be, but you can't have just a bunch of those guys, and you have to really pick your spots with those guys. Except for, I think, safeties in football knows where to be in the right defensive system is like 80% of your job. And lo and behold, you see what happens when safeties don't have the knows where to be trait. We're looking at it. We're living it in real time.
Speaking of defenses that don't have a nose for where to be, there were some weird things. The Falcons just did Falcons stuff against your Colts yesterday.
Oh, grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat.
I told Quark before the game, Michael Penix Jr. is the best worst quarterback in the league. It's going to click so for him.
True. So true.
On a consistent basis at some point. It was not – that point was not yesterday. I can say that with a lot of confidence. The Buffalo Bills lose to the Dolphins.
What was that?
Convincingly.
That first half was a nightmare.
If the Bills had half of a defense, quote, half of a defense, this is a team I thought was going to win the Super Bowl. Not with that defense. You're not winning nothing with that defense. Josh Allen has like 306 yards passing in the game. And you only score, what, 13 points? 14, 13, I believe it was 13. How does that happen?
I got nothing.
But you let the Dolphins score 30-plus?
Disaster.
It was 30, 31. 30-13, I think.
Okay, 30. I looked this up just for you. Yeah, I'm just.
How does that happen?
I truly don't know. Weren't they shut out in the first half, the Bills? Wasn't it like 16-0 at halftime or something? 13-0? Like, how does that happen? I know the Dolphins have been horrible defensively, but how did the Bills get shut out in the half?
It was 16-0.
16-0 at the half. What are you doing? Y'all trying to win the Super Bowl like that? Give me a break.
Allen has 306 yards passing, 31 yards on the ground, and they muster 13 points. I mean, like, they're squandering that guy right
You're
now.
You're right.
I mean, they really are.
Before we get a break, Michael Penix Jr., I'm looking at ESPN's total QBR right now. 33 qualifying quarterbacks in the NFL. He is 19. Here's what's crazy about this. Number 18 is Bo Nix, who everybody loves. You just said Penix is the best worst quarterback in the league. Everybody's loving Bo Nix right now. Bo Nix is 18. Jaden Daniels is 20. Now, I know from personal experience that Jaden Daniels can't freaking stay on the field. Mm-hmm. Can he be healthy for four quarters? My gosh. My fantasy football season's hanging in the balance. I need four healthy quarters from Jaden Daniels. People generally like Nix and Daniels, and they are sandwiching Michael Penix Jr.
And then the Jaguars, Quark. The Jaguars let something named Davis Mills score 26 points in the fourth quarter.
26 points. You got to be kidding. They give up, shut it down.
26 points in the fourth quarter to lose.
All right.
That's the most frustrating. I kind of follow the Jaguars. I certainly follow the Falcons. You understand my frustration. I give you those two teams. You understand my frustration in the NFL, right?
Is this what – yeah, oh, yeah. Is this not worse than what happened to the Giants when they gave up a billion-point lead in the fourth? This is worse, right? Oh. Giving up a 19-point fourth-quarter lead to Davis Mills?
NFL doesn't score 26 points in a quarter. Ever.
Well –
unless you have Davis Mills playing the Jaguars.
Correct.
And then they make it look fairly easy.
It's almost like trying to climb a rock with 4 feet and no hands, Ben. Speaking of rock climbing, blockhaven.com, blockhaven.com. I just made that up on the fly. It was 4 out of 10. It was not great. Blockhaven.com, blockhaven.com. It's a great company. Listen, great company, great concept. You don't have to have experience in climbing. You don't have to be strong to get started. There are climbs for everyone, all skill levels, all ages. They change all the routes, all 200-plus every month. So there's always a new problem facing you every time you come in. Multiple climbing areas for every ability level. It's not just for kids. It's a sport. It's competed globally, the Olympics, like all kinds of great stuff happening with rock climbing and bouldering, all kinds of great stuff at Block Haven. They have youth teams, day passes, monthly memberships. Go to the gym. Mention the word for 20% off your first day pass. That's blockhaven.com, blockhaven.com. Final segment of the program is next.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Hey folks, it's that time of year again for the annual Blood Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. You ask when? November 17th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jimmy John's is serving up a 20% discount for all blood donors by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are the Roar.
Same my share of broken halos, broken wings that it used to.
All right, final segment of the program. I appreciate the guy, our fans keeping us honest out there. Texture that said, aren't you guys late for a break? And I thought, you know what? These guys, they're trying to scold us, but they know. They understand. He really just didn't want us to talk about the Jaguars.
Exactly. Well, use of good use of the break there.
That's right. I do want to talk about Empire Homes. They're a great builder. 3 decades serving people with custom builds, and Sunrise by Empire Homes is their brand spanking new offering right there in Pendleton, right down the road from Pendleton High School, just minutes from Clemson. Minutes from I-85 and from downtown Pendleton. This is a great spot, just a booming section of real estate right there, right alongside Pendleton High School, right there on that cut through. This neighborhood's awesome. 1,834 square feet, starting in the mid 300s. These are phenomenal, phenomenal spots that ultimately it can be your home. It can also be a second home for weekends, game days, you name it. They got it. Sunrise by Empire Homes. EmpireHomes.com, that is SunriseEmpireHomes.com is the website. You can go and schedule an appointment, do everything you need to do right there. Before we get to Ren and Jason, I also want to tell you about our friends at Buff City Soap. We told you about the holiday scents. They are plentiful, They are delightful, and they have them in an assortment of different products. Of course, all the regular stuff, the laundry soap, the dryer balls, the bar soap, the hand soap, those types of things. But, man, when you start looking at the candle offerings, you start looking at the body wash offerings, you start looking at some of their limited time offerings, they have got great stuff for you right now. It's their Buff for the Holidays promotion where you can shop candles, hand soaps, and more with all of the scents that can make your holiday parties, can make every day during the holiday season really pop. That's BuffCitySoap.com. Two locations. Right there in the Harbor Village Shopping Center in Clemson and Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
My wife went by Buff City on her way to the game Saturday to pick up a gift for a work party. So that's a grad, like that's the perfect store to pick for something like that.
Some people give gag gifts at White Elephant Exchanges. I give Buff City Soap gift bags.
There you go.
Oft swapped. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next. What's up, Ren?
What's going on, Paul?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick question with basketball. I've never really been a fan of it, but I kind of want a better explanation of the quad system. Because, like, if you play somebody and they're right then and there, a quad one, but then that team goes and loses a few games and then that game changes to a quad four, that highly affects you to get into a tournament because that takes it away from a quad one win from your other quad one wins that you have. I want a better explanation on how those quad one wins change when another team does bad when you're still doing good.
You know, I wish I had a better explanation, but what you described is the system. And look, here's where you can have all the metrics that you want to, but ultimately, this is why I say don't let computers do it. Because, you know, it could be that it was a quad one win and then the two best players are out for the year. And so then that team goes on to lose a bunch of games. And if you just look at the number, you might go, wow, that used to be quad one, now it's quad three. But if there's some reason, then a committee could look at that and go, yeah, but at the time of the game, they were healthy and that was a quad one win. You don't do that in every case necessarily, but there are some cases where you need to be able to provide the human element to make sense of some of those numbers. So it is a very imperfect system. I don't love it. It's better than the RPI. The net system is still better than the RPI. It's not perfect, but it is better than the RPI, and so I like it better than what we used to do.
Ren, I do have one explanation from a texter. Says all SEC wins or games are quad one in every sport, so that's really all you need to know.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, don't you think that, like, at the time during the game, if it's a quad one win, shouldn't it say a quad one win on the schedule to be able to look at the end of the year when they look at you to try to get you in the NCAA tournament? Like, at the time, that's quad one win, so we're going to keep it that way to make it that way so it should be to help them keep them into the tournament instead of taking chances away from a team to get into the tournament even though they're still winning, but the opposite team's losing.
Well, it's tricky to just say that, though, because it could be that a team, you know, played great his first five games and then is just lousy. It could be that a team's overrated at a certain point. There's also, it's hard to do that with early season results because, like, I'm not even sure they're officially giving out net ratings right now. I think the official net rankings don't come out until December. So, like, there's really no way to qualify a result in November, for example. So, it's, I understand what you're saying, and I do think, again, I think that's, I think what you're talking about is a good system, but there's just some difficulty in applying it as a standard across the board. What really needs to happen is the committee needs to look at individual results more carefully and in that specific context. And thanks for the phone call, Ren. Appreciate it. We're going to continue to have questions about the quad system all year, and I got nothing for anybody on that. Let's go to Jason, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about, or kind of a comment question, whatever, on Hugh Freeze. You see coaches, when they get fired, you know, you get some different reactions. You know, I think you've got a lot of positive, reactions to James Franklin, some of his former players, some, you know, a lot of Penn State people thought that it was unjustified, saying he was a good guy, even though some of his allegations that things happened to him at Vanderbilt wasn't so great. You know, you also many times just you get kind of neutral reaction. You don't get any. But then with Hugh Freeze, you know, I think Bo Wallace has said some negative things about him. You've seen, you know, I think I saw on Twitter a couple more Ole Miss guys, or excuse me, Auburn and maybe former Ole Miss players. Do you think he gets that? He's kind of seen as kind of lame and maybe kind of a two-faced fake. Want to get your take on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. If you're looking for a ripping Hugh Freeze fest, you've come to the right place. That guy sucks as a person. He sucks, okay? I still don't think he's told the truth, which I sound like, you know, your favorite conspiracy theory podcaster that's never satisfied with any evidence. I still don't think he told the truth about what happened in Tampa with the strippers and the illicit phone situation that went on down there that got him fired at Ole Miss. I still think that was part of recruiting stuff that he was doing down there. And to be honest with you, I do not like under any circumstances the fact that he uses his faith to club you over the head. And it obviously is a way to couch that he's a terrible person. You're right. Nobody has said Hugh Freeze changed my life. Nobody at Liberty, nobody at Ole Miss, nobody at Auburn has been like, hey, being a part of Hugh Freeze's program, best decision I've made. You did have a few people, like Jason said, that came out and supported James Franklin that way. You had zero people come out and supported Brian Kelly that way. But, yes, I mean, some of these guys are just not – they're not likable people. They are phony. That guy – the reason that I've made Hugh Freeze a target is because Hugh Freeze has been on the cover of FCA magazine twice. Hugh Freeze is a face of Christian coaching when you do that. So when you suck as a person, and when you're two-faced, and when you're a liar, and when you're a scumbag, and you're a cheater, and when you're unfaithful to your wife, and when you commit all of the sins. Look, we're all sinners. I'm not saying that. But there is a different standard if you're going to be on the cover of FCA magazine, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And when Hugh Freeze can operate with impunity as long as he quotes the right Bible verses, or that's what he thinks, I think people think Dabo Swinney is who Hugh Freeze actually is. That because of Hugh Freeze and coaches like Hugh Freeze, that people assume that all coaches that claim to be Christian are actually terrible people, actually phony charlatans.
In that circle, it only takes one to be a phony before everybody gets labeled that way.
That's right.
I do want to ask you in the last couple minutes we have here about the ACC. What a disastrous, disastrous weekend for the league. Virginia loses Chandler Morris, I presume, to a concussion in the first quarter, and lose to Wake Forest. Louisville loses to Cal, which I think you and I kind of quietly saw that coming. I wasn't sure they were going to lose, but it felt like that could have been a close game. It was like a 19.5-point spread. And then, Quark, this is really well. Duke loses to UConn. To UConn. And, you know, for our Florida State fans, how about let me read you this one. In the last 12 months, UConn coach Jim Mora has more wins over ACC opponents than the Florida State head coach.
Oh, no.
They've beaten North Carolina, Boston College, and Duke. Jim Mora might be getting another job really soon, by the way.
He's done a really good job. This is the second time he's done a good job at UConn.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's doing a better job at UCLA than the coaches that they've hired after him, too. They got upset with him, but he's done the best job of anybody in 20 years at UCLA. So maybe that guy can coach some.
You could not have scripted a worse weekend for a conference. Really, you couldn't have.
100%. Oh, we're going to talk about that more tomorrow.
Also, something else that at some point this week maybe we talk about. What if the group of five or six or whatever, however many they are now, do they need to have – what if they had their own championship? Let's do a bracket of
– oh.
I want to do an eight-team playoff because – and the reason that I say it is, like, the American right now, the American would fund, like, half of those teams. And they would be – there's some really good football being played at what we call the next level.
I agree with that 100%. Hey, Gervonta, call us back tomorrow, okay? We're out of time, but we'd love to get you in. Give us a shout tomorrow.
Sorry, Gervonta, I did not see that.
That's all right. No big deal. Well, you know, last 5 minutes of the show, we're just wrapping. You know, we're just wrapping.
Yeah, call us back. We'll be on campus tomorrow, but we'll certainly be taking phone calls.
Careers.Arthrex.com. We talk about Arthrex all the time with the benefits, the amenities that they provide to you. It's a great, great company that's doing great work, getting everybody from professional athletes to weekend warriors back in the game. They're doing it right here in the upstate Pendleton, Sandy Springs area. For more, go to careers.arthrex.com. You'll see all the great stuff they have there, careers.arthrex.com. Also, before we go, I need to tell you about Ingles, as if we need to. You know about Ingles.